Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara K-Star podcast, where manifestation gets real and raw and ridiculously magnetic. I am Solara, and today we are going to be talking about something that we all face, but we rarely know about or even acknowledge. That is, in every moment, there are always two realities, minimum, by the way, available to us. One of those realities is your heart's deepest yearning, your heart's deepest desires. It's the great love relationship, the connected, loyal, fun friendships. It's the health, the abundance, the peace, the freedom, the prosperity. And the other reality is the very thing you don't want, the very thing that you probably fear most, and that is lack of love, loneliness, disconnection, struggle and strife. And I'm here to give you a little bit of advice on how to choose wisely, but also to let you know that whichever one you choose, it is going to be hard. It's going to be challenging and it's going to be difficult. And that's not me being negative. That's me being realistic from years of experience. But only one of those pathways is going to lead to the peace, the freedom, the love and abundance that your heart yearns for, and is probably why you are listening to this podcast. So let's just have a little bit of a recap on the law of attraction. The law of attraction is based on the understanding that we are the creators of our own reality. Now that is super, super exciting because it means that we are not just stuck and have to accept our lot. It means that we hold way more power over our lives than we could ever imagine, and way more power over our future than we have ever been taught. Now, you are always designing your reality. You're always designing both realities. You're designing the reality that you either want or the one that you don't want. By repeating all stories, running fear-based patterns and programs, and focusing on what you don't want every day, moaning and complaining or criticizing or being negative and only seeing doom and gloom, you're unconsciously feeding the reality that you so want to avoid and wonder why you keep living it over and over. But when you get clear on an alternative, when you get clear on what it is you do want to experience, the one where your love relationships just flow more effortlessly. And even though you have challenges, you overcome them and you get closer. The one where, even though you may have experienced ill health, the one where you know the pathway to feeling better, to feeling healthier and well, with a sparkle behind your eye, a spring in your step, the reality where prosperity is your birthright and you know it as your truth, where wonderful opportunities come your way to increase your prosperity, the prosperity you have just builds and builds, and the one where you feel connected to your life, to your purpose, to your passions. And this is the one that you give yourself something to be inspired by, something to move towards. And that clarity on knowing what it is that you do want to create allows your actions and your choices and your energy to start aligning with what it is you truly desire and want to experience. And it also completely changes the lens in which you view the world through. The reality that many of us live is one that is out of alignment with what we want to experience. And it's generally what draws us to searching and listening and reading and growing. And even though we may not know the way out, we know that there is a way out and we start searching for that. So the truth is, I don't even need to tell you this because you know this yourself. It's really hard living out of alignment, living a life that you don't really want to live, friendships that aren't really in alignment with who you are, saying yes when you mean no, a job that robs you of your soul, you know, life that just feels like rinse, recycle and repeat, that kind of Groundhog Day experience. It's hard living week to week or month to month, hand to mouth, with finances feeling like you never quite get ahead, or when you do, something comes to change that and set you back again. It's hard sitting in a relationship that leaves you feeling unheard, unseen, disrespected, unloved. And it's hard ignoring your health. It's hard avoiding responsibilities. It's really hard people-pleasing. It's really hard numbing out. It's all difficult. It's all hard. But it's also hard to carve out a new path. It's exciting. And there's some desire within us knowing that we can't live that Groundhog Day experience anymore that gets us on that seeking path in the first place. But it is hard to carve out a new path. It's hard to look at your own patterns and become aware of the part that you've played in the creation of your current experience. It's hard when you are faced with the raw truth of taking responsibility and realizing actually that the buck stops with you. It's hard to rewire your brain. It's hard to shift those deeply ingrained patterns. It's hard to stop settling for less than and start choosing better. And yet it's hard to eat differently when your body craves the comfort food that kept you in that stuck mode in the first place. It's hard to speak your truth when silence has always been a safer bet. And it's really hard to set boundaries when a part of you fears rejection. That's hard too. So truth is, either way, it's going to be challenging. But what I've discovered is one of those hards is going to keep you stuck and ingrain that perpetual pain more and more. But the other one, the other hard, it's going to set you free. You're going to live a life of way more alignment. You can have deep and rich conversations. You're going to make choices that light your soul up, doing work that you love, surrounded by people that you love, enjoying being in your own company. That is the hard that is worth the effort. The other hard is just not worth the effort at all, if you think about it. I saw a post on Instagram recently, and this kind of depicted it beautifully, although I'd been thinking about this for quite some time. And this post, I can't remember who it was by. It was a screenshot, actually, and it says, you know what? Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Debt is hard. Financial discipline is hard. Choose your hard. Not communicating is hard. Communicating honestly and openly is hard. Choose your hard. Healing is hard. Staying wounded is hard. Choose your hard. So life isn't about finding the path of no resistance, but it is about consciously choosing the resistance that will grow you instead of the resistance that will destroy you. You quite often hear me speaking about manifestation. I absolutely love the law of attraction and manifestation and have been studying it since 2003. I've had great successes, but it's also been a real journey on figuring out the perfect formula for the perfect outcome, if you like. And one thing that I've learned along that way, the way, is that creating the life that you desire, manifestation, it's not about bypassing difficulty. It's about choosing difficulty with intention and purpose, knowing that either way it's going to be challenging and hard. It's about saying, yeah, you know what? This is uncomfortable. This is difficult. This is challenging. And yes, it's really testing. It's hard to break this pattern. But I know this is the stretch that creates my expansion. And the law of attraction, life, energy, whatever you want to call it, it responds to your energy. As Andy Dooley says, one of my favorite teachers, he's so fun and uplifting. Feelings first, manifestation second. So when you choose the hard that leads from a place of integrity and authenticity and a place of love and health and abundance, you are broadcasting a frequency of self-worth, of value and alignment, and life is going to mirror that back to you in form of experiences and people and opportunities. But when you choose the flip side hard, the one that keeps you in that victimhood, in that fear, in that avoidance, the universe is going to mirror that back to you as well. And that's why it often feels like these patterns and cycles repeat themselves. And it is definitely not because you're cursed. It's not because you're being punished. It's not because there's something wrong with you. It's because you are unconsciously choosing the same hard over and over again. And it will continue to be that way until you break the cycle, until you choose to change it, and until you choose to show up differently. So the next time that life feels hard for you, and it will, pause and ask yourself, which hard am I choosing? Am I choosing the hard that keeps me stuck and feeding this fear, or the hard that stretches me into freedom? Because one of those ways, you are at the mercy of life. And the other way, you are co-creating with life. This is when it becomes exciting. This is when you notice a new zest of life in your soul that you probably haven't felt in a long time, if at all. And when you choose that path, that's when the game starts to change. And you might, like me, go through a little bit of a period of feeling a little bit annoyed with the universe. It's like when I discovered it in 2003, I was 28, and I felt so annoyed with the universe. It's like 28 years of creating a nightmare for myself, not knowing any of this wisdom, never being taught it. Now you tell me that the only common denominator in a lot of my experiences is me. So I did go through a little bit of a bratty phase, I guess you can call it, but actually it's also super empowering. At least I know now that I have something I can do about it. At least I know where to go and what to do in order to grow. And that's when the pathway opened. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And book after book and YouTube video after YouTube video, because podcasts weren't as popular then, if at all, actually, I can't remember. Loads of information came my way and my path just unfolded before me. As long as I kept desiring to be a better version of myself, as long as I kept desiring to heal, to overcome my patterns and my fears and my worries and my doubts, as long as I kept choosing to focus on what it was that I wanted to experience, I noticed that everything I needed came to me in the perfect time and space sequence. So remember, one way, you're at the mercy of life. It's almost like being in an ocean without knowing that you're at the helm of the ship and literally just being thrown around with the waves one moment, and the next moment things feeling calm and serene, but having no control over what happens in between any of that. But the other way is you taking the helm of your ship and you steering your way through the storms and you steering your way through the bliss and becoming a creator of your reality and learning to co-create with the universe, with God, with the divine, whatever it is that you have most resonance to. It's becoming a co-creator with this powerful and beautiful invisible force. And that is when life is going to start feeling more enjoyable, that you're going to start feeling more in control of your journey. And that's when you'll notice things like love and health and prosperity and joy and abundance that you always desired finds its way to you with much more ease and grace. So my message to you on this shorter episode today is, my friend, choose wisely. Get clear on what other reality that is you want to create. Choose consciously and do everything you can in every waking moment to remind yourself that you are not at the mercy of life, but rather you can become the creator of your reality. Because in every given moment, you are always only one choice away from a completely different reality. I'll be back with you soon. Take care. Lots of love. Share this episode with somebody that you feel will resonate. And if you want to reach out for a free coaching consultation to see if working one-to-one is aligned, I would love to hear from you. If that doesn't feel aligned, I hope you enjoyed this episode and thank you very much for taking the time to tune in today. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.